If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Gregory Soto will deal. And Diaz lines it into left field. Here comes Nimmo, has to play it on a hop. Iglesias rounding third. Here's the throw to the plate. No shot. And the Padres walk it off.
That amazing audio courtesy of 97.3 The Fan, Jesse Agler. And it just goes to prove I need to fall asleep during Padres games more often, I guess.
Because when you do,
damn, did I miss?
Man,
did I miss a game?
And you weren't the only one. We were talking with our boss this morning, and he's like, "Ah, oh, I went to bed after this." I bet a lot of people did and missed out on what an amazing win.
The game was so crazy last night in the Padres' walk-off victory against the New York Mets. It was so crazy last night that even the great Don Orsillo missed a call when Fernando Tatis Jr. seemingly became a superhero and jumped so high to rob a home run that Don Orsillo figured that there's no way he could have caught it and missed the call. This was amazing.
The other way and deep. Fernando back at the wall. That ball's gone. Off the wall, apparently. Or on the transfer, not sure which. He got it. On the transfer, the indication by the umpire, he dropped the ball. But what a catch for Fernando.
This is unbelievable. Did you see the flash look? There's the catch. Brings it back. There's the transfer. What a catch, Fernando. You are unbelievable.
Audio thanks to Padres TV. So Don Orsillo was confused, as you can tell.
Mm-hmm. The cameraman was confused.
Nobody knew what was happening. What happened is that Fernando Tatis Jr. didn't just rob someone of a home run. He made a superhuman effort. He jumped so high. That ball was gone.
Yep.
He jumped so high to get it that Don Orsillo figured there's no way he got that.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he said on the transfer, what that means is, and I don't mean to mansplain, if you know what it means, I apologize. What that means is that when he was taking the ball from his glove to his hand to throw it back, that's called the transfer. He dropped the ball on the transfer, so it appeared that he didn't catch it at all.
Yeah, it looked like Don Orsillo thought it hit the wall at first.
Yeah, he had no idea what was going. First he said it was gone. Nobody knew, because nobody who's human can make a play like that.
It was amazing.
Fernando Tatis Jr., A, might be an alien, and B, in all seriousness, what a treat we get to see this guy play baseball for our team every day. He is such a joy to watch.
Yeah.
He's just such a catalyst for this team, and what a playoff atmosphere last night. Padres had no right winning that game. They were down 5-1 after a grand slam. What did they do the next inning? They stormed right back and scored 5 more runs back and forth. Suarez gives up the save at the end, and you're like, I guess we're going to lose this. Nope. Walk it off in the ninth. Padres win. It's just a regular season win, but still, this is a playoff atmosphere. Both teams right now would be in the playoffs.
I was so excited this morning. I'm wearing.
Yeah, you are.
I'm wearing
you
Padres
are.
Today.
You've never looked more lovely than
you
do in that Padres shirt.
Thanks.
Man, just what a game. Oh, by the way, Tatis made another dazzling play, diving to catch a ball that was supposed to be a hit, but not in Fernando Tatis's turf. If you were there last night, man, please share it with me. If I would have stayed awake for that game last night, I would never have gotten any sleep, Tammy. Mm-hmm. I would have been useless this morning.
That's
more
true.
Useless than usual. Go Pod. Same two teams tonight. You can hear every game on our sister station, 97.3 The Fan. Hey, don't go anywhere, because at 7:30, we have your chance to win up to $1,000 with John and Tammy's High-Low Jackpot on KSON.